In college men's basketball last night, Monte Morris poured in a career-high 30 points as Iowa State roared away down the stretch for a 96-86 win at Oklahoma State.
I mean, we start five seniors. I mean, that's big time. You know, not every, you know, top five conference team, you know, start five seniors. And when you do that, it's guys that got games under their belt, you know, no matter where they come from and things like that. So having that is a big backbone for not just us as a team, but the coaching staff too, just giving us trust and things like that.
Morris scored 16 points in the final 8 minutes as the Cyclones erased a five-point deficit.
Tonight was my night. You know, it's going to be nights where I'm not making shots, but I just have to keep attacking for this team, and that's what they demanded from me. So I'm finally learning, and it's coming around to me.
Matt Thomas added 19 points as the Cyclones improved to 3-1 in the Big 12.
I think our guys, they really showed a lot of poise and maturity. This is a terrific win. It was great bounce back from the Baylor loss on the road. You got to try to get as many as you can on the road in this league.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Naz Mitru-Long had 17 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists to help the Cyclones improve to 11-4 overall with that victory. Ore Aragandu scored 15 points. Billy Wampler had 14 and T.J. Thomas 12 as Drake beat Indiana State 87-70 last night. Wampler's 3 broke a 30-all tie and was the beginning of a 12-3 Drake run to close the first half. Thomas's jumper with 12:31 left extended the lead to 59-40 as Thomas was 6 of 7 from the floor. Reed Timmer scored 11 points and Graham Woodward scored 10 for Drake, who improves to 5-12 overall. They're now 3-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Luke Van Bree had a career-high 20 points, and Dante Thomas and Darryl Brown each scored a dozen to lift Bradley past Northern Iowa 72-61 last night. Bradley raced out to a 7-0 lead and never trailed in that contest. Spencer Haldeman led Northern Iowa with 16 points in that contest last night, as Clint Carlson also added 15. Jordan Ashton had a dozen. The Panthers have lost 7 straight as they fall to 5-11, 0-5 now in Missouri Valley Conference play. Maurice Watson Jr. scored 21 points, and number 8 Creighton matched its best start in program history with a 75-64 victory at number 12 Butler last night. The Blue Jays rode the hot shooting in the first half to build a big lead that Butler couldn't overcome, with its star Kellen Martin still struggling with his shot. Watson made 9 of 14 shots and had 7 assists, but committed a season-high 8 turnovers. Kyrie Thomas added 14 points and a dozen rebounds, while Cole Huff and Justin Patton each had 10 points. To help lead the way for Creighton as the Blue Jays improved to 16-1 overall. They're 4-1 in Big East Conference play. The unranked Michigan State Spartans are atop the Big Ten standings after ruining Minnesota's first week in the AP poll since 2013. Miles Bridges scored all 16 of his points in the first half of the Spartans' 65-47 rout of the 24th-ranked Golden Gophers. Michigan State led throughout and was up 22 at halftime before they improved to 4-1 in conference play. Also in the top 25, Justin Jackson hit a huge three-pointer with 103 left and finished with 19 points as 11th-ranked North Carolina held off Wake Forest 93-87. Quinton Snyder capped his 22-point performance by hitting a couple of free throws with 25 seconds left to send number 14 Louisville past Pittsburgh 85-80. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes have a difficult task as they host 17th-ranked Purdue tonight in Big Ten Conference play. The Hawkeyes are 2-2 in the league race and need to find a way to slow down Purdue forward Caleb Swanigan. The sophomore is averaging 18 points and 13 rebounds a game.
He's quick. He's sustaining effort, running the floor. He's aggressive offensively, but he's really efficient with what he does. He's not forcing anything. And he's a willing passer, so teams that try to double him have problems because he finds people. Very unselfish guy.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Purdue hammered the Hawkeyes in their first meeting, 89-67, just over 2 weeks ago.
They can play fast. They can grind you in the half court if they want to, and they're physical both defensively and on the glass. So you gotta. You can't turn the ball over 18, 19 times and beat Purdue. You can't. You got to take care of the ball. You got to move the ball and certainly play better than we played the last time.
We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip time, this time from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women pulled away in the fourth quarter, and they beat Illinois 78-58 last night as the Hawkeyes avenged a loss to the Illini in their Big Ten opener.
You know, I thought we took control of this game early. Just really pushed it hard. I know we didn't get a lot of transition points, but we really got them on their heels. And I thought we attacked the zone very well. I thought we rebounded extremely well. You know, we beat them by 16 on the boards and held them to only 6 offensive rebounds.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Megan Gustafson led the Hawkeyes with 20 points and 15 rebounds. Iowa will host third-ranked Maryland next on Saturday. Viennese Pierre Lewis had 18 points and a career-high 16 rebounds as number 22 Oklahoma held off Iowa State 67-56 in women's college hoops last night. Bridget Carlson had 15 points to lead the way for the Cyclones, who are now 10-6, 1-4 in conference play. In football news, Nebraska coach Mike Riley has fired defensive coordinator Mark Banker, whose unit underperformed in some of the Huskers' most important games. Riley also announced Wednesday that defensive backs coach Brian Stewart and director of player personnel Ryan Gunderson are leaving the program to pursue other opportunities. Banker coached with Riley for 20 years, including 14 years at Oregon State and the last 2 at Nebraska. Riley, in a statement, thanked Banker for his work and contributions to the program and said he would conduct a national search for a new defensive coordinator. The Huskers lost 4 of their last 6 games, including 40-10 to Iowa and 38-24 to Tennessee in the Music City Bowl. Cornhuskers tackled poorly while giving up 521 yards to Tennessee. Well, the Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills have filled their head coaching vacancies, completing the task 10 days after the regular season ended. The Broncos have selected Vance Joseph, who had served as one of the NFL's top secondary coaches before spending this season as the Dolphins' defensive coordinator. He replaces Gary Kubiak, who was hired over Joseph by Broncos vice president and general manager John Elway 2 years ago. Joseph inherits a team that experienced a late-season swoon to finish 9-7 one season after winning the Super Bowl. Sean McDermott has a much tougher task in Buffalo. He takes over a club that has hired 8 other head coaches since 1999, the team's last playoff appearance. McDermott worked the last 6 years as the Panthers' defensive coordinator and helped Carolina reach the Super Bowl last season. Meanwhile, Falcons' offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan says he doesn't know when he and the Rams will be able to reschedule an interview that was postponed last week due to the weather. Shanahan has had interviews with officials from Denver, Jacksonville, and San Francisco about their head coach openings and plan to discuss the same position with the Rams. He says his total focus has been on Saturday's NFC divisional playoff game against Seattle. The Chargers reportedly are ready to bolt San Diego. ESPN.com said Wednesday that the Chargers plan to announce as early as today that they're moving to Los Angeles. According to the report, the Chargers have notified team owners and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell of their intent to relocate for the 2017 season. However, the website added that nothing was final. A team employee has told the Associated Press that the Chargers have called a staff meeting for 8 o'clock local time this morning. That report comes as the deadline for the Chargers to exercise their relocation option was extended 2 days to January 17th by the NFL. That decision was made because the 15th falls on a Sunday, and Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday. The league stadium and finance committees met for about 3.5 hours Wednesday to discuss relocation of the Chargers and the Raiders. Should the Chargers actually decide to stay put, the Raiders could invade the L.A. market unless owner Mark Davis ships the team to Las Vegas, as he has previously indicated. And the Atlantic Girls Swim Team was recognized by the Atlantic School Board during a special presentation last night. The team's only been in existence for the past 3 years. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein asked swim team coach Dean Junker to introduce some of the young ladies, and Junker said in this past year was likely the most successful for the team. 6 girls qualified for state in 8 out of the possible 11 events. To qualify, they have to place in the top 24 at the regional meet, which is held 1 week prior to that state meet.
Jessie had the highest result for the team. She was one place away from being on the podium. They put the first 6 kids on the podium. Jessie took 7th place. Next year, we're hoping she's going to be on that podium.
This year was the first year for 3 divers to compete as well. The coach said also their training begins at 6 a.m., runs until around 7. They train again after school. Despite their rigorous day, they still managed to pull off a 3.41 grade point average as a team. And Junker said the girls are excellent representatives of the school district during and after their events.
These girls are, they know how to act. And when we go places, we always get complimented on how good our girls are. When they get out of the pool, they congratulate the people. And the other coaches just love them. So they have a very positive influence, and they're really a good representative of Atlantic.
Among the girls that were included in the introductions last night, Jessie Hartwig, Madeline Kickland, Cambry Miller, Anna Lowry, Michaela Kickland, and McKenna Ewalt. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.